Welcome to the Security in 5 podcast. I'm Drew, the Binary Blogger. This is a short program that brings you security news, tips, advice, and opinions in the area of information, IT, and general security in about 5 minutes. Quick to listen to, easy to understand. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. This is Security in 5. Thanks for listening. Episode 388 of Security in 5, and tis the season for gift card security tips. Gift cards are a huge business this time of year. They're talking $20 to $30 billion alone on selling and giving gift cards. But there are some security risks, and scammers are always out there looking to rip you off with your gift cards. And there's some very easy tips that you need to be aware of and not to fall for the red flags that you know that you're getting into a scam. Let's talk about purchasing gift cards for someone else. When you're purchasing gift cards, the one thing that you need to do is most people just grab a card off the rack, give it to the cashier, and away they go. But you need to inspect the gift card first. The biggest red flag is flip it over on the back and make sure that that PIN number, the number behind the lottery scratch-off type of security code isn't exposed in any way and the card looks intact. If it's not or it looks like it's been tampered with, turn it over to the retailer and get a fresh card. Best practices that scammers are going to give tampered cards front seat in the line. So the ones near the front are most likely going to be tampered with. So if you're going to take a gift card and purchase for someone else, especially in a high traffic area, such as the front of the store near the retailers or registers, go ahead and pick a card from the back of the store and then also inspect it just to make sure. Number two is when you check out and purchase the gift card, and this one requires the employee of the store to be in on the scam, is keep an eye on the gift card at all times. Make sure that it doesn't leave your site, because one unfortunate scam here is that the employee will scan and therefore charge the card with whatever dollar amount you're going to put it on, but either tries to distract you or gets it out of your sight and replaces it with a non-charge card. They keep the charge card, and then by the time the weeks and months, however it is, until you go and figure out that the gift card is no good, you have absolutely no connection or idea or even of how that would have happened. On the third side is once you receive a gift card, or say you don't want the gift card anymore and you try to sell it, be very wary if you sell it online of any buyer trying to get you to verify the balance. One of the scams out there is called a three-way caller scam, is where they will require you to call them, contact them, but then also conference in a balance checker where then you will enter in your digits. The thing is that they're listening to the digit tones of your phone numbers you type in, because each number as you type on a telephone dial has a different tone, a different frequency to identify that if it's a 1 or 2 or 3. And what they'll do is they'll record the call, you type in the number of the card and the PIN, and they don't give a balance. They've got your gift card number now, which is all you need. They go off and spend it. The other big option or the big scam to watch out for, an option that you shouldn't take, is don't buy gift cards online or from third parties, or if you do, be extremely cautious by doing so, because you cannot guarantee the validity of that card. One common scam is somebody selling a $200 gift card for $180, right? Doesn't make a lot of sense. They're going to sell for $20 less than it's worth, fully worth $200, because a gift card is as good as cash. It's $200, it's $200 for most cards. So you'll go ahead and buy the card, send them the money through some type of either a Venmo or PayPal can withdraw it, but in either case, they get you to transfer the money. You get they get the $180. They go ahead and spend the $200 gift card on something they don't want, sell that on eBay then for money, and now they just made $280 or $380. So be very careful and buy it online. Best practices, buy them from major retailers. Don't buy it online from somebody selling it for a discount, because if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And lastly, just be smart and use your gift card immediately. If there's an option to put a PIN on the gift card, change the PIN when you get it, or if you receive a gift card as a gift, go ahead and change the PIN. And the best idea is if you receive a gift card, especially for a significant amount of money, $50, $100, $200 or whatever, use it or put it into your, if it's an iTunes card or a Sony card or an Xbox card, you can use the gift card to pad your online accounts. Do it as soon as possible, because bots and scripts and cyber criminals are out there, are continually scanning and looking for valid gift cards. And if you have a registered gift card, It's possible that hackers out there can randomly guess your number because they're just crunching away looking at balances. And if they find one that is it, they can take that number and then go ahead and immediately use it. But if you spend it, then they can't use it. Tis the season. Security in 5. Beware. Be safe. Thanks for listening. This concludes another episode of Security in 5. You can find me on Twitter at Security in 5 or out on Facebook under the Security in 5 Facebook page. Or you can send me a simple email. All my contact information and places to find me are in every show notes of every episode. I love feedback. I love having conversations. If you have any suggestions, corrections, or topics for a future episode, drop me a line. Let me know. I will respond. Security in 5. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. Beware, be safe, and always thank you for listening.